Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Financial crisis, no issue that the world has that will plague or bring one down will prosper against a true believer in God. For we know, praise God, as we stand forth, praise God, in the name of Jesus, we come forth with a magnificent true level of faith, trusting in the name of the Lord. Recognizing that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. We also acknowledge, praise God, as Hebrews 11 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Amen. And so we stand forth in the name of Jesus here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, trusting and believing in God, trusting and believing his anointing, trusting, believing that Jesus is the only begotten of the Father, believing that God placed himself inside of a man, Jesus, trusting and believing in God and trusting in his word, trusting in who he is, believing that in the name of Jesus, that if we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart that Jesus died and rose from the dead, we'll be saved in the name of Jesus. We thank you on today. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth Monday through Friday, once again, reading the Word of God at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Truly, we thank God for those that are committed to listening with our program in the name of Jesus, as well as the Word of God. We come forth reading and then preaching the Word of God, delivering message from God on Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. That Central Standard Time, praise God, that comes forth at 11 o'clock over on the West Coast. And it's 2 o'clock on the East Coast. And we just thank God for those that have come forth to listen unto us here. We thank God for Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. We thank God for him and his family. Thank God for his commitment and how God is blessing him. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, even that of Twitter. Amen. We thank God for those that are out there in Malaysia. Amen. A shout out to those in Malaysia downloading our program, listening unto us. Amen. We thank you for those that are out there in Egypt. Amen. We recognize in the name of Jesus those that are out there in India. Amen. We acknowledge in Japan that we recognize those that are out there in Japan in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our listeners out there in Canada and, of course, those that are here in the United States. Amen. Puerto Rico, Jamaica. Amen. We just thank you for your support coming forth at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we thank you for being close-knit and listening to the anointing that comes forth in the name of Jesus. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today. I give honor to God and definitely give honor to my wife. Amen. Always as much. I always do that as often as I can in the name of Jesus. And then I just want to take a moment to pray for those that are going through. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on today, we come pausing for that moment, Lord, just to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your grace. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for your love. Thank you, Father God, for your power in the name of Jesus, helping us to be able to turn and change and make that which is possible, 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 through the power and the anointing of the Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, mercy, and your love. And as we continue to move forward throughout where we have our trust in you, that someone would be touched by hearing that of your word. Lord, again, we thank you. Lord, again, we give you praise and honor and glory in the name of Jesus. And as we move forward, we ask that, Lord, continue to be with us, continue to anoint us, continue to bless us in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you. Amen. And once again, well, praise God, praise God, praise God. We're here on this wonderful evening, one in which the Lord has made, thanking God truly for this blessing and opportunity to come forth with his word. We're out of the book of Revelation. Amen. Revelation chapter 19. That's Revelation chapter 19. We're starting out of the King James Version. Let us read. after these things, I heard a great voice of most people in heaven saying, Elias, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great heart, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again, they said, Elias, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell upon and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, and ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunder sing, Hallelujah! Father, Lord God, omnipotent, legitimate, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Father, marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. Father, fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sins of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See, thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have that testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doeth judge them and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with the vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in the fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that which it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of mighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw angels standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the foes that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and them that sit on them and the flesh of all, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the king of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horses and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that brought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the rain men were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were seized with the flesh. Revelation chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on a dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priest of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magong. Together, then together to battle. The number of Mom is at the sand of sea, and they went up on the breast of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. Then fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a trust of the fountain of the water of life freely, and he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominations, abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away under spit to the great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto the stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And me had a wall gate and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gate 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 score, and the length is as the large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of men, that is of the angels. And the building of the womb of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundation of the walls of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third acacia, chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, and the fifth sardonyx, onyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of a sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which were saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and thou shalt in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was that the tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead, and there shall be no night there, and they shall need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, say thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brother the prophets, and of them which keep the saying of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, and to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angels to testify unto these things. In the church, I am the root and these things, and the offspring of David, in the bright and morning star, in the spirit of the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is a trust come. And whosoever will, let him that take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of his prophecy, God shall take away his part out the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. And amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come to the conclusion of the reading of Revelation chapter 22, Lord God, we thank you for the word in which you've given us, the direction in which you've told us, and it's for us to follow you henceforth. We truly give you that praise. We give you that glory. We give you that honor. Just ensuring that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord God, we come asking that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. And we ask that you fill us with your spirit. Give us that spirit to give strength in us, O God, in the midst of the storm, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. And every tongue that riseth up against us shall be silent. We thank you, Lord. As we speak those things that be not as though they were, Lord God, as we come into the body of Christ, trusting that the Spirit would give us strength through this praise, honor, and glory as we press on and move forward. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, hallelujah and praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry of Friends, and we just came forth and concluded the reading of the book of Revelation out of the King James Version. That's the book of Revelation out of the King James Version of the Bible. Now we're going to take and we're going to come forth with the new King James Version on our next continuance of reading the Word of God. We do truly thank you for joining us. We'll be back again. And we're going to make that again on Wednesday, tomorrow. Amen. So let's continue. Amen. Bringing forth the Word of God. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we come forth with the new King James Version of the Word of God. God bless you. Jesus loves you, so do I. No weapon formed against me. Prosper. Stay strong in the Word. We'll be back. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, we're going to come back on. I just want to acknowledge that on tomorrow, we're not going to be on reading. We're going to take tomorrow, too. We're going to, you know, let the word simmer on tomorrow. And then we're going to pick up again on Friday. Amen. We're going to pick up again on Friday. Amen. Well, once again, God bless you. Jesus loves you. So do I. We do have a caller. God bless you.